The Whiz Kids had won it, Bobby Thompson had done it, and Yogi read the comics all the while. Rock and roll was being born, marijuana we would scorn, so down on the corner the national pastime went on trial. We're talking baseball, Klazuski, Campanella, talking baseball, the man and Bobby Feller, the scooter, the barber and the nuke.
Brian McTavish is here, and we're talking happy stuff, warm stuff, baseball,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
How are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm great. Ready for baseball?
No, I'm ready. In fact, tomorrow on the show, Peyton Moore, the Royals GM, who's going to be talking about some good news for once.
Yeah,
good new ball players out there.
We got some pitchers.
We got some pitchers. We needed a little bit of that, didn't we?
Well, absolutely. Are you an autograph hound, my friend?
Yeah, my son is.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Which one?
Huge, Michael.
The other one, not so much?
Not so much.
Yeah.
But Michael, our younger one, is very much into autographs.
Oh, well, you'll have to take him to Royals Fan Fest 2013.
Yeah, he would like that.
It is the Kansas City Royals fan event, I would say, of the year, because hope springs eternal, right?
Boy, doesn't it?
So you can. There's going to be all these autograph sessions with past and present Royals players, as long as Mr. Dayton Moore, he's going to be there.
Well, if you can't get excited about the team this year,
you can't.
You're in trouble because this is the year.
Yeah, let's not be in trouble.
Yeah.
If you're a season ticket holder, you get in from 9 to 11 a.m. on Saturday at the Overland Park Convention Center.
Yeah.
But if you're just a regular Joe, a civilian like me, you can go from 11 to 6. That's open to all fans. Once again, Saturday at the Overland Park Convention Center. Autographs, first come, first served basis. There are rules to this. You know, every once in a while we'll bump into somebody on the street and you can just, you know, ply them with charm and get them to, you know, sign this, sign this, sign this. But not so much at this show because we will have lines. So it's one item per participant. The first 150 fans for each session will get an autograph from the player they lined up for. So you bring a baseball, a ball cap, a bat. Or you could improvise. Now, have I mentioned on the air, I forget what I say on here.
You probably should.
It's a self, I protect myself that way. But have I mentioned that when I went to go see Nick Lowe recently at Knuckleheads?
Yeah.
Well, you know, people are bringing albums and CDs and all sorts of things. I had nothing.
So,
I pulled out my driver's license.
Oh, come on.
He signed it with a black Sharpie in such a way that was wonderful. It said, Nick Lowe. Couldn't tell who the driver's license belonged to, so
probably you're in trouble.
Not the greatest choice. I can't wait to get pulled over by a cop. Actually, I can wait for that.
Yeah.
So beyond the more than 40 players and staff representing the Royals, main stage programs at Royals Fan Fest include, well, Dayton Moore and manager Ned Yost will talk. There's a throwing curves undertaking in which members of the Royals pitching staff will be giving tips. Outfielders will show you how to cover ground if you're an infield nut, and so on and so forth, and lots of interactive games.
All that's on Saturday at the Overland Park Convention Center. And as always, all of Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherries.
Let's talk coffee, buddy.
Well, it's funny hearing Frank Sinatra sing about coffee. I don't think he was. I think he was more into something else.
Yes, that's probably right.
But I guess you have to get straight sometime in the AM, even if you're Frank, right?
Yes.
It's the big central barista competition. And baristas are these guys and gals who make the coffee for us, right?
Of course.
Okay. So baristas, this will be fun, from 16 states will be competing to move on to the U.S. Barista Championship in April. It's 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 10:30 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon Sunday.
What happens at a barista competition?
Well, it's funny you should ask, but I just want to get this in. Sometimes we talk about these things at length and never tell people where to go. It's at the Guild KC at 16th and Locust.
Sure.
It's free to watch and breathe deep the bean. Well, what happens? What can you expect? Well, they actually perform. These are performances from these baristas, 30 or 40 of them over a three-day window. Competitions are highly stylized, so they dress up in a distinctive way. Their presentation is unique. They even pick their own music, right? They're required to prepare 4 espressos, 4 cappuccinos, and a signature beverage of their design. And get this, they're judged by a panel of, where do they come up with this, 4 sensory judges. I guess those are the senses. Are there 4 senses? In any event, 2 technical judges and 1 head judge. Now, a signature beverage, what's that? Well, it's a freestyle espresso-based beverage.
Well, can you drink the stuff if you show up?
You better be able to, or there will be a coffee riot.
Yeah.
So
it's free to get in.
It's free to get in. It's and you can root for your favorite barista.
We'd go down to the rides on East Parade by the lights of the Palace Arcade and watch night coming down on the Sovereign Light Cafe.
Who's this?
I'm Keen on Keen.
Keen.
Yeah, and that's them singing a cut called Sovereign Light
Cafe
off their latest album. Been out about a year. It's called Strange Land. But actually, there's nothing very strange about these guys. They're very popular, for one thing.
APM Sunday at the Midland,
yes,
right?
Thank you very much, partner in forward-looking events. 8 p.m. Sunday at the Midland Theater downtown. It sounds familiar, really. If you're a fan of Coldplay, it's hard to imagine not liking Keen. Lead singer Tom Chaplin, who you're listening to right now, very, very pretty voice. And the band goes in for keyboards more than guitars. At least in England, they are regarded by many to be right up there with Oasis and Radiohead and, dare I say, yes, I dare, the Beatles.
My goodness.
Their other big hits include Somewhere Only We Know and Everybody's Changing. Well, not me. I mean, I never change. I'm never changed. But
I kind of need stability, by the way.
Yeah. Hey, I'm the bedrock, buddy. But yeah, go check out Keen. My 20-year-old son swears by them. That's good enough for me.
Okay. And finally, Death of a Salesman.
Well, yes, finally. Almost finally. Death
hard
of
to make
a Salesman.
A transition there, don't.
Well, I'll tell you what. Kansas City rep presents the classic American tragedy by Arthur Miller. I don't think there's anything more classic or tragic than Death of a Salesman. It is the, maybe you'd say, dynamic lament of everyman Willie Loman, who basically works himself to death. He pursues the American dream, but it's really a nightmare for him. He discovers he's disposable after a career as a salesman. And, it's very sad and very poignant. And who is playing Willie? Oh, Neil Johnson. Gary Neil Johnson, forgive me, who plays Scrooge. Typecasting, arguably.
He is something.
Just kidding, Gary.
He is something.
He is something, and he'll be on stage with Merle Moores, and Merle plays Linda Loman, his besieged wife. It all happens at the Spencer Theater, UMKC Performing Arts Center on the UMKC campus. It opens Friday night. Performance is Saturday and Sunday, and for quite a while after that.
That's Brian McTavish. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, my
friend.
Great
job. You can find his complete weekend to-do list at kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date, and I'm at Steve Kraske. Tomorrow on the program, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, we're talking with Royals General Manager Dayton Moore and what's coming up for the team this year. Plus, we'll have the next installment of 90 Mile View. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, and Beth Lipoff. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.